Wait. Hi. I thought you should know someone was in here, just in case you were about to, you know, pee. Sorry, I thought I locked the door. I guess not. There is another bathroom down the hall. Sure. I've been better. If I tell you what's wrong, then you'll feel inclined to stay here and listen to me rant forever, and I don't want to do that to you. You seem nice. Okay. Do you want to get in the tub with me? Not like that. Not like that. You live next door, don't you? I thought you looked familiar. Yeah, I've seen you on your bike a couple of times. You've seen me too? On my porch sipping coffee. Tea, actually. I don't like coffee. You look as miserable as I feel. You're not having fun. I'm sorry. I'll try to throw a better party next time. I'm just kidding. It's okay. You didn't offend me. I'm not having fun either. So, it's nice to know we're in the same boat. Or bath. Why aren't you having fun? Is it because the food sucks? I tried getting better chips, but the store was sold out of everything except the off-brand stuff. Oh. Oh yeah, me too, actually. I hate crowded places. And the noise. It's impossible to hear anything down there. When I was down there, they were playing some kind of card game. And when I walked by, somebody won. And I'm pretty sure they bursted one of my eardrums with their screaming. I hate it. I can't wait for tonight to be over. I know. It doesn't make any sense. If I hate those things, why throw a party? I don't throw them because I like them. I throw them because my friends keep asking me to. I'm the only one with a swimming pool and a home theater. Yeah. It's every weekend, practically. Or every time my parents go out of town. Which is pretty much every weekend. They're usually at our beach house. They spend more time there than they do here. Gets a little lonely. Being in this big house all by myself. I guess that's one of the perks of throwing parties. I don't have to be alone. Even still, I think I'd rather be alone though. Which is why I'm in the bathroom. I don't know why I keep doing it. Maybe I'm hoping if I do it enough, I'll start to love it. Like, you know, fake it till you make it, or whatever. It's like every time I throw one of these, I tell myself that maybe this one will be different. Maybe I'll actually enjoy it. But I never do. This is the first time I've actually hid, though. Usually I'll stick it out till it's over. But I just couldn't this time. It was too much and too loud, too crowded. Too exhausting. So, here I am, sitting in the tub. This is the only place I could think to go. My friend is hooking up with some guy in my bedroom right now. It's okay, I gave her permission. I'm definitely not sleeping in my bed tonight. Maybe I'll sleep in the tub. It's surprisingly comfortable in here, don't you think? Did you just say I could kick everyone out? Oh, you're serious. I can't kick everyone out. It's bad enough I've already abandoned my guests, but to tell them all to leave, too, that goes against everything I've learned in hostess etiquette. I mean, what would my mother say? I think she'd be more disappointed in me for being a bad hostess than for actually throwing the party. I can't kick them out. I could, however, set off the fire alarm. I think it could work until someone calls the police and my parents get word of it all. It's fine. I think I'm just gonna stick with my plan of just waiting it out. Well, it's not so miserable now that I've got you here. I know it is. It is much easier to have a conversation here. Down there, I can't hear anything. I tried having a conversation with this girl, and it went something like, "What's your name?" "What? What?" It's so weird. I don't even know half the people in my house right now. Well, people bring friends, and then those friends bring their friends, and then those friends bring their friends. And then, all of a sudden, I feel like a stranger to everyone at my own party. And it's so awkward, wandering around trying to look like I belong, lingering near conversations and waiting for an opportunity to butt in. And I call some of them my friends, but they don't even really know me. I mean, I haven't lived here for very long. They've all known each other for years. The part that really hurts is they never invite me anywhere. And I know that they go out without me. But they're only interested in having me around if it means they can use my house. It reminds me of this time when I was younger. This girl in my neighborhood would come knocking on my door every single day, asking if we could hang out. And every single day, after I said yes, she would immediately pull off her clothes and she'd be wearing a bathing suit underneath. And she would just head straight for the pool. she only ever wanted to hang out with me so she could go swimming. That was third grade. Different time, different house, different people. Same situation. I feel 8 years old all over again. I'm sure I sound like the most spoiled, tone-deaf, self-absorbed crybaby to ever walk this earth, complaining about the most trivial things. I'm sorry you're seeing me like this. I didn't want this to be the first time we talked. Well, you're a really good listener. This is the first time in a long time that I've actually felt like myself. No. Usually I'm Little Miss Party, dancing and drinking and having fun without a care in the world. Little Miss, sure, you guys can come over. Sure, you can keep my Prada bag. Sure, let's go play Spin the Bottle in the pool house. Terrible game, by the way. Revolting. Especially when everyone is drunk. At least when you're drunk enough, you don't remember any of it. Which is why I wish I'd had another beer. But anyway, if it were up to me, I think I'd want to spend my weekends peacefully in my room, painting my nails and watching Netflix. Maybe taking a nice bath. It is up to me. I guess. So you think I just need to be tougher? I just need to learn to say no. Okay, sure. I think I can. I don't know, I'm scared I'll chicken out and say yes. I'm not good at telling people things they don't want to hear. Okay, you're right. So, next time they say, hey, party this weekend, I will say, no. That felt good. No. Wow, that's a great word. I've been missing out. Thank you for the advice. And just for listening to me rant about everything. I doubt this is the kind of night you envisioned yourself having, sitting in an empty tub playing therapist. How do you usually spend your weekends? That sounds much more appealing. Is that an invitation to join you? I might take you up on that. Everyone will just have to find somewhere else to drink and play cards. And play Spin the Bottle, right? Ah, don't remind me. Hey, how come you've never come to any of my parties before? I've thrown like 10 since moving here. And you've never been at a single one. Unless I just didn't notice you. But I seriously doubt that. Right, you don't like parties. You said that. So, let me rephrase the question. Why did you come to this one? For the off-brand chips. Shut up. Give me a real answer. To see me. Are you serious? That's a great answer. I guess it worked out then. We didn't get to play spin the bottle, but we did get to have a good heart-to-heart in the bathroom. How did you know I was in here? Oh no, how long have you been looking for me? You tried almost every room in the house. Did you try the wine cellar? Yeah, we have a wine cellar. But I never go down there. It creeps me out. So you wouldn't have had any luck there either. I can't believe you spent so long looking for me. I'm sorry. This was the greatest game of hide and seek ever, and I didn't even know we were playing. Well, you found me. Congratulations. What are you gonna do now that you've found me? I think you should claim your prize. Is this the strangest place you've ever kissed a girl? It's not? Are you kidding me? Aww. What beats an empty bathtub? Oh, you're right, that is strange. I was hoping that this would go down as a really memorable kiss. You're sweet. I'm gonna kick everyone out. I said I'm gonna kick everyone out. Except for you. I want you to stay. I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna tell them all that I'm tired and that I wanna go to sleep. And if they still don't leave, I will single-handedly shove each individual person out the door until they are all gone. You'll help me, are you sure? Things might get ugly. I've never told these people no before. Okay, we'll both go. Come on. Let's try to be nice about it, though. Please and thank yous. We can preface it with like a, hey everyone, thanks so much for coming, but... Okay, I'm going.